Adam Schiff, Steve Garvey debate key issues during U.S. Senate candidate forum. Representative Adam Schiff and former baseball player Steve Garvey, a Republican, faced off in a one-hour back-and-forth session on Tuesday, their only debate before the November 5th election, as both men vie for the Senate seat left vacant by the late Dianne Feinstein. During the televised Senate candidate forum, hosted by ABC7, both candidates said that China needs to be held responsible for fentanyl precursors manufactured in the country. "We need to go after the international cartels that are trafficking in this death," Schiff said. "We need to go after China, anyone who is manufacturing these precursors, so we can protect American lives." His opponent said diplomatic pressure should be put on nations that facilitate illicit fentanyl production. "Let's stop being nice with China and nice with Mexico," Garvey said. "Americans are being killed because the borders are open." He said border security is essential to stopping the flow of fentanyl into the nation, which is responsible for about 70,000 deaths annually nationwide. He called for the border wall to be finished and for more resources for border patrol efforts. Regarding gun control, Garvey said stringent background checks are needed rather than stricter gun laws, and vowed to preserve the integrity of the Second Amendment. Schiff said the state needs leaders who will push for more regulations on firearms, and that he would support an assault weapons ban, among other measures. "I support extended and universal background checks. I would support a ban on extended ammunition clips and my own bill, which would strip away the immunity from liability." On abortion, Garvey said he believes in life at conception. "I believe God breathes the soul into these fetuses. So I steadfast in terms of my policies on abortion and my pledge to support all the people of California." Schiff said he's committed to protecting access to abortion and will fight for a national right to abortion law. With housing prices at unaffordable levels for many Californians, Schiff said more housing needs to be built in California and suggested that more financial encouragement for developers could prove helpful. "What we need are tax incentives to build housing," Schiff said. "What we need are local governments that treat this as the urgency that it is." Garvey said government intervention will worsen the housing issue and that less regulation is needed. "The more you regulate, the more you control. It's almost a tyranny where the government suppresses the people by controlling them," he said. "People trying to buy a house are unable to because of inflation," Garvey said. "Once we get that economy roaring again, be able to buy homes and be able to rent at affordable prices," he said. While discussing the Supreme Court, Schiff called for structural changes. "That court ought to be term limited," Schiff said. "And yes, that court should be rebalanced because I don't want my kids growing up under this kind of a reactionary and partisan Supreme Court." Responding to a question in which the moderator said some characterize California as a failing state, the candidates discussed the cost of living in the Golden State. "I realize that Californians are struggling," Schiff said. "I understand that many are working harder than ever and having a difficult time getting by." He urged local governments to set policies that help drive demand. "We're going to have to encourage and incentivize people to come back to these big, beautiful cities," Schiff said. After a 20-year major league career, Garvey said he would get up every day and swing for the fences for Californians. "I remember when this state was the heartbeat of America. Now it is just murmur. I think that this country is only going to start to grow when we start to build consensus, getting back to what I believe in, and that's common sense, consensus, and not voting 98% down party lines," Garvey said. Schiff said his 24 years of public service speaks for itself. "I've been very proud to represent California in the U.S. Congress," he said. "And I'm proud of my record of delivering for the people of California."